Now we read, "And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God and said unto him, Go not up after them, turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees." In other words, you retreat and draw the enemy into the place where it'll be a better place for battle. I believe today that there are a great many Christians that actually they tempt the Lord. They don't trust him, they tempt him. They enter into some sort of a business, or they enter into some sort of an arrangement, or they attempt to do something, or, as the old bromide has it, they bite off more than they can chew, and they say they're trusting the Lord. Well, how do you know the Lord told you to do it that way? Now, one time David went out, fought against the Philistines. God gave him the victory. Now, David, on that basis, could say, well, here are the Philistines that have come against me again. Here's another crowd of them back. I'll go out against them. God says, don't do it. That's not the way to do it this time. Don't do anything foolish. Now, you draw them. You retreat. And you draw them to the mulberry trees. Then you're going to have a fine opportunity to fight them there. Now, God wants you and me to use sanctified common sense. It's not the faith always that you see exhibited today of people doing a great many things. Now, I've seen folk that made shipwreck of faith because of that. I know that there was a dear lady that came to the church I served here in Pasadena years ago. And she said, oh, Dr. McGee, you're so wrong. God's going to heal me. And you think I ought not to go to this faith healer. I'm going to him. And I'll be healed. And she went, and she was not healed, because there are a lot of them that are not healed, and she was not healed. She couldn't understand it. I went over to see her. She said, I can't understand it. I thought, God is going to heal me. You know, it made shipwreck of that woman's faith. She got to the place where she turned her back upon God. She said, he let me down. No, he didn't. He doesn't want you to do something very foolish. He wants you to use good old sanctified common sense. Maybe she should have gone to the doctor. And it eventuated finally in her death, by the way. May I say to you, we need to trust the Lord, yes. But sometimes he wants you to go out and do battle, and again, he wants you to withdraw. Now, notice this, verse 15. And it shall be when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt go out to battle, for God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistine. That's a wonderful thing. And I want to be very frank with you. A friend of mine came to me to tell me about he's a minister, about a church he was going to. And I know something about the church. I advised him not to go. And he said, why not? I said, you better wait till you hear the sound going through those mulberry trees before you go there. That's the important thing. There are many times that you and I need to wait on the Lord for that sound of going through the mulberry trees. This business of stepping out on faith may not be faith at all, just foolishness. Not trusting God, it's tempting God.